All set to have the chat with Nevin. Nevin, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Marty. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good, thank you. How are things in your world? Are you all right? Are you getting yourself ready for an opportunity to play some music when the festivals come back?
No, definitely not.
Nevin and Marty in Glastonbury could be a good one. We could do the electric picnic as well here for MCD. It'd be very good.
Wouldn't that be some fun?
That'd be great.
Me and you on tour.
Huh? On tour, that's right. Two Egypts on the road. We said it before, but you always go away without me. Thanks. But anyway, aside from that, next Tuesday there's an event on. Have you any hints?
Yeah, I think, isn't it, what is it pancake, now? I think it's Pancake Tuesday.
Ah, the very thing, well done. So, Pancake Tuesday. And any thoughts?
It's a great one, I think, for the kids, and especially now they're at home, homeschooling, but just to get them involved. And, you know, there's nothing nicer than pancakes. I'm going to go with two different, kind of fluffy one and then like a savoury one.
Yeah.
So the savoury one that I'm going to tell you is a crepe. A crepe is just a very thin pancake. There's no raisin agent in this. So all you have, I'll just very quickly go through it. 100 grams of plain flour, one egg, 300 mils of full fat milk. You mix that all together with a pinch of salt. Mm-hmm. So when you're making your batter, just for your listeners, make it if you can about an hour before you're going to make the pancakes, because that makes it relax, or you can make it the night before. Now, into the pancake mixture, you can grate in some lemon zest, you can put in vanilla, you can put in cinnamon, you can jazz it up. So get a good nonstick pan, a little bit of oil or butter, a bit of both, probably oil and a tiny bit of butter, but it'll give the flavour. Then you pour on about half a ladleful of the batter onto the pan on a kind of medium heat. Funny enough, when I'm doing pancakes, the first one always turns out wrong, so I have to end up
eating. That's not possible, Nevin.
Just for quality control. Yes, I'm telling you.
Not possible, I don't believe you.
I wouldn't lie to you, Marty Whelan.
But not with your enormous talent. You know, but sometimes they turn out rubbery, don't they?
Well, that can be a few things. Okay, that can be kind of overmixing them, and that can be kind of overcooking them. Good point.
Yeah.
So, good nonstick pan. Cook them for about literally a minute or two, say about 2 minutes either side until they're golden brown. Flip them over with a spatula, and that's where you can have a bit of fun throwing them up in the air. Just a bit of fun, a bit of crack.
And then waiting 10 minutes for them to come back down.
Well, that's true. And be careful. Make sure your kids are doing it with the parents. Very important.
Oh, very important. Okay. Yes. Don't try this alone at home.
Now, what we're going to do is kind of jazz these up. So you have your pancakes. Can I give also your listeners a tip for either of these recipes? When you're storing pancakes, because they can actually be made in the morning, they can be made a day ahead, you put parchment paper or greaseproof paper between each pancake, stops them from sticking together. Trust me, it's a really good tip. Cover them in cling film, pop them into the fridge. You can warm them up in the microwave, in the pan, in the oven, however you want to do it. They're always nice or fresh, to be honest with you.
Yes.
So when you have your freshly made pancakes, you're going to kind of like fold them in half, like a smile, if you know what I mean. And then you're going to put a little bit of ham, a little bit of cheddar cheese, and you're going to fold that over. So you're kind of doing kind of like folding over pancakes. Then you're going to put that onto a tray into the oven. You're going to bake that off for about maybe it's 10 minutes.
Right.
I've done these recently because I was kind of doing some videos and pancakes, and I thought they were delicious. Just a little bit of ham, a little bit of cheese. I have asparagus in the recipe. They're not in season at the minute. They don't need asparagus. But listen, if you want them, you can get them. You can power cook the asparagus and you can just literally warm them with a little bit of butter. But on their own, they're lovely. You have your ham, you have your cheese, you have your pancake, a little bit of salad, and they're a great lunch. Yeah. Genuinely, they're just really, really, really tasty.
A listener's been on wondering, do you ever put butter in your mix for the pancakes?
Melted butter. Very good question. Very good question. So sometimes I put the butter in, it enriches it, but I also put butter on the pan with the oil. So a tiny little bit of rapeseed oil and a little bit of butter, because then you'll get really nice colour. That's a really, really good tip for people. A little bit of melted butter will enrich the batter and give a lovely colour. So you can do either. I wouldn't put too much, about a teaspoonful would be enough. Just enrich it. Yeah. So it would. These pancakes are lovely just on their own with lemon and sugar. Some people like them. I prefer the savoury ones. I don't know. Are you a fan of pancakes?
I'm the savoury one as well. I know.
People
put chocolate sauce and peanut butter and all.
Yeah, Nutella. And the twins love that.
I know, and it's that's grand for them. But I'm like you with the savoury. I love the savoury ones. They're my favourite.
So that's your very basic ones. A crepe is a thin pancake, and don't have it, like, the thicker you make it, the longer it takes to cook. That's the best advice I can give you.
Yes.
So put half a ladle, swirl it around, just do that kind of technique. It's a bit of practice, it's a bit of fun. Get your kids involved, make the batter. You know, it's simple pleasures, great
fun. Sounds lovely.
And for me, life skills.
That listener's been on again, clearly not busy today, and suggests applesauce and cream.
Now you're talking. Do you know what would be nice?
What?
Okay, so you peel a couple of apples, yes. You cook them off in the pan with a little bit of maple syrup and a wee bit of butter and a little bit of vanilla essence or extract is probably not more natural. And then when they're kind of softened, not mushy or not raw, when the apples are kind of softened, fold them into your pancakes, you know, fold them over, put them into the centre of the pancakes, a little bit of whipped cream or a big ball of ice cream would be lovely.
Oh, that'd be gorgeous, wouldn't it?
Are you licking your lips?
Yeah, I want that. Now, my tummy is rumbling, and as you know, from once I start talking to you, I'm ruined. I have to eat something somewhere. There's nothing here to eat in this place.
You're chewing the chair.
I'm chewing the chair. There's only one leg left on the chair. Anyway, listen, that's lovely. So that's a ham, cheese and egg crepe with griddled asparagus, if that's your thing. Now, what else have we got? Anything else?
I love that, if that's your thing. So hot cakes. So these are kind of like fluffy pancakes. Yeah. Bit like yourself, you're a hotcake. With mango and like bananas sauteed, but it's just warm banana. But I'll go through that in a minute. So let's talk about these. So this has a raisin agent, actually two. 5 ounces of self-raisin flour, sieve that, and then you put 1/4 teaspoon of bacon powder. Pinch of salt, 1 large egg, and buttermilk, then we're using in this. So about 250 mils. What I usually do when I make these, I make them maybe every once a month, say, for the twins, whatever like that.
Okay.
So I make this batter, put the zest of the lemon in, put a little bit of vanilla extract, and once or twice, not often, Imelda's tweaked that she put a spoonful of maple syrup into the actual batter. So I'm just giving you a couple of ideas. This recipe is very simple. It's a fluffy pancake, so it's made probably 2 or 3 times the thickness of the crepe, but it's a lovely fluffy pancake.
Let me stop you there, doctor. Again... Obviously, the listener is now gone completely bananas because the listener wants to know, could you add rum to that?
Oh, my God.
I think we need to spend some time with this listener. Could you add rum to it? Well, of course, you could add rum to anything, I suppose.
Rum. Love it. That's a great idea. I'm just going to write that down for the new book. So rum the pancakes. One
could you rub anything, you? What? Well, carry on. I'm sorry.
Love that idea. I must say that. That's a really good rum. And you know what works really well? Rum and banana.
Rum and banana.
Trust me, it does. Yeah. So if you're flambéing, which we're going to talk about now, banana
this
and mango.
This sounds like a very professional recipe you're doing now, to be honest with you. No, it does.
No, it's not. Trust me.
Okay,
so see the hot cakes that we've done?
Yes, I do.
So you cook them about 2 to 3 minutes either side. When they begin, so you pour on, say about 1/4 ladleful, because remember they're going to puff up, remember that. Good nonstick pan, a little bit of oil. When they begin to bubble in the middle, it means that they're ready to be turned over. That's just a tip for your listeners. Right. And then flip that over with either your wee egg turn or spatula, whatever, and then cook that. So they need to be cooked through. Now they'll take a little bit longer, probably twice the length than the crepes to cook. These are lovely with grilled bacon. Remember we were talking about the breakfast brunch last week? Grilled streaky bacon and some berries and maple syrup. Beautiful. But what we're going to do with these, we're going to get a mango, we're going to peel it, try and get it nice and ripe. We're going to remove the stone. We're going to cut into nice big chunks. We're going to get 1 or 2 bananas, peeled, first of all, and then cut at an angle. And then in a pan, we're going to get some butter. Mm. We're going to put in the mango. We're going to put in the banana. We're going to put in some nice maple syrup, or you can use some nice Irish honey and the juice and zest of a lime. It is delicious.
Oh, that is
trust me. So you warm it up. You don't cook it until it's stewy and mushy, but 2 or 3 minutes, warm the butter, put in your fruit, put in the maple syrup, put in your maple syrup, as I say, and the lime, and then you can use vanilla if you want to. I'm telling you, it is delicious. Put that on top of your hot cakes, and then literally a spoonful, if you want, of ice cream or a spoonful of creme fraiche is delicious. Really is good. So you have these fluffy pancakes and that lovely kind of like warm sautéed banana and mango. And for your listener who said about the rum, you're doing this for an adult's version, so when you're cooking off the banana and the mango, put a tablespoon or a capful of rum into it. Oh my God, is amazing.
Absolutely. Beautiful. And you can toasted flake coconut.
I love it, Marty.
Oh, it's
God, you're on fire.
But I think that's a lovely idea. Hot cakes with mango banana sauté. I'd probably set the house on fire. I'd be petrified of that. But I'd give it a go. I like the sound of that.
Well, it's different, and I mean, berries are just lovely on their own, you know, when they're in season. A lot of them are obviously imported at the minute, you know, this time of year. But you can use frozen berries, and you can poach them off in some apple juice and a little bit of cinnamon, you know, from our friends Pat Clark, who we've mentioned many times.
He
is wonderful frozen strawberries. So you can do lots of different things, and I love that idea of the stewed apple. Or an apple sauce. So I mean, we've come a long way from the pancakes with the lemon and the sugar.
Oh, we have for sure. Even though they're still lovely. and they're still very traditional and take us back. But the great thing about this is the mango and the banana, you're getting two of your five a day.
Absolutely. So I remember the whole thing with the pancakes was we were using up the leftover flour, the eggs, you know, before Lent. And that was the whole idea behind kind of Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Tuesday. And it's become commercial in one way. It's a nice thing, but it's very much about the kids for me. It's very much about getting them into the kitchen. That's where I think life skills come in.
That's
and
very
get them
true.
Making the batter, flipping the pancakes. If they go on the floor, so what? Do
another one. Absolutely agree. So listen, it's hot cakes with mango and banana sauté and rum. And then the ham, cheese and egg crepes with the griddled asparagus. It's very good.
The crepes. I love the way you say that.
Crepes. Some people would say that we should probably now play Banana Boat Song. But I'm thinking there's a great artist called Calypso Rose who does a fine rendition of Rum and Coca-Cola. I think that might be more appropriate. What do you think?
Wow,
Rum and Coca-Cola.
For your listener. Dedicated.
As we get through the pancakes. Listen, this is great. It's terrific stuff. So look, have a lovely Pancake Tuesday. And of course, you know what day
is
Pancake Tuesday.
I know.
Yeah. I'm giving up nothing because the world has given up stuff. I'll take up something. I'm a very kind
cooking.
Man. I'm a very kind man at the best of times. So, but I think that's what we'll do this year. Take up something instead of, you know, the other.
I think that's what we'll do. Instead of giving up something, take up something.
Your caller has to be blocked. They've now suggested I take up knitting. Who do you think I am? George Clooney? Stop it. So now, there we are. Look, I'll leave you to practice your... we'll have a little rum and Coca-Cola. Nevin, as ever.
You look after yourself. And happy Pancake Tuesday to you and all your lovely listeners.
That's right. Both of them are thrilled that you've sent out that message. Keep the faith, Nevin. God bless you.
Thanks, Marty. Chat to you next week.
Take care. Kill the Roman Coca-Cola.